Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon here on Blog Talk Radio, National Detroit Weekly, sponsored by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, and a list of supporters, including the Ellis Family Funeral Home. National Detroit Weekly is your connection to news, commentary, opinion, live from the Motor City. From a progressive standpoint, with blogger Harold Sullivan, Pastor Shauna Taylor, and my name is Michael Van Tool. National Detroit is news, politics, commentary. Every Wednesday, a new edition is issued right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank and welcome all of our callers, all of those who are listening online. And let me tell you, I really appreciate you. And, you know, I don't even know how many people are clicking on and listening to us online this evening or any day for that matter. But we thank you for listening in on National Detroit Weekly. National Detroit Weekly, as I said, is brought to you by Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, and the Ellis Funeral Home. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker provides a number of services. If you're looking for an attorney, we've got one for you. And covering auto and truck accidents, workers' compensation, Social Security, disability, child support, child custody, employment law, the list goes on, business litigation. Let me tell you something. If you don't protect yourself when you go into business, that's important. That is important. Just along with veterans benefits. If you don't know what veterans benefits you are eligible for and how to go after it, you can miss out on money and things that are set aside specifically for you. And sometimes you need an attorney to help you navigate through it all. Employment law. Do you know discrimination for you to be released based on your age, just because you may be older than a lot of the other younger people that they hire right out of college? It's not fair and it's not right. It's age discrimination, sex discrimination. You may need to call an attorney. And we've got one for you, Attorney Cliff Pascal at the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. And the number is 248-353-7750. Again, 248-353-7750 for Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. Look, Joe the Taylor, look your best. Don't be a hot mess. Look your best. Joe the Taylor provides custom suit tailoring, men and women's alterations, outfits for proms and weddings, tuxedos, brand new retail clothing. Dry cleaning services are also provided at Joe the Taylor. All this and more at reasonable and affordable prices. And they have the accessories too, bow ties, regular ties, cufflinks, belts, socks, blazers. Joe the Taylor is located 2547 Losser Road in Southfield between 10 Mile and Civic Center Drive. When you go there, let them know that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. Go ahead and tell Joe the Taylor that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. The number is 248-351-0004. Joe the Taylor. And we want to welcome Joe the Taylor to National Detroit Weekly. I want you to put a few things on your calendar. You know, one of them is National Day of Prayer. Many of us work hard each day to build a better community and future for our family, friends, and fellow citizens. And, you know, our primary goal is to provide advice and support to those in our community. Leadership skills are valuable, and we need you to continue your efforts in helping to build a community. And there are times when we need to corporately stand in the gap and pray for those who are in authority, our leaders in our community, our cities, our state, and, of course, our country. On Thursday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott, downtown Detroit, please join me and the community-wide Chaplaincy International for the 18th Annual National Day of Prayer. So we invite you to take part in this special day. It's going to be at the Courtyard Marriott, downtown Detroit, 6 p.m. Service starts at 7 for National Day of Prayer. It's sponsored by the Community-Wide Chaplaincy International. And so keep that on your calendar for May 4th, Thursday, May 4th. You know, Izzy Logistics and Distribution can help improve curb appeal and connect with your community. We leave people, places, and things better than we found them. With strategic beautification and maintenance services, create the curb appeal you need to catapult your business, commercial strip, or church to the next level of excellence. Improve curb appeal and connect with your community. Izzy Logistics and Distribution, they have a toll-free number to call because they can help you to put your place better than the way they found them. They can help with beautification and maintenance services and create the curb appeal that you need to catapult your business, commercial strip, or your church to the next level. Call them at 866-97-IZZY. That's I-Z-Z-I-E, 866-97-IZZY, I-Z-Z-I-E, extension 3, for more information. Look, if you are a candidate and you are running for public office, even for the first time, go to MichiganOcean.com to get your campaign started. If you're a business owner and there's a part of your business that you need to improve on and keep moving forward successfully, go to MichiganOcean.com to get your business moving forward. Do you need help deciding where and when to place radio advertising? Go to MichiganOcean.com. Go all the way up with MichiganOcean.com. The number is 248-516-8300. At Michigan Ocean, we make dreams come true. Those of you who are looking to buy your new car, spring is here, and people have plans right now to get into that new vehicle. Well, you can get your new car from Deacon Moat at Avis Ford. When you go in there, I dare you just to walk in the door at Avis Ford and ask and say, I'm here for Deacon Moat. Where's Deacon Moat? I want Deacon Moat. Deacon Moat is a certified sales and leasing associate at Avis Ford. He's a real deacon. You know, and Avis Ford is an award-winning Ford dealership. They've received the 2014 President Award. They have one of the top 100 dealers award. They've received the Partners in Quality Award, and they've been in business for over 50 years. Avis Ford is located at Telegraph and 12 Mile Road. But when you go in, ask for Deacon Moe. The number to reach Deacon Moe is 248-226-2566. Again, that's 248-226-2566. And that is really, you know, he can help first-time buyers. He can help you with some payment terms. Maybe there's a you know, regular monthly payment that you want to make. If you've got some down payment concerns, he can help you with that. If you want a lease, he's a leasing associate, so he can get you into a lease, too. And, you know, they've got all your favorite Ford products that you want, like the Fusion and the Ford Explorer and the Focus and others, pickups, everything. You can get it at Avis Ford. That's for Deacon Moe, 248-226-2566. I tell you what, the Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty Pageant is going to be held on September 17th, 2017. It is hosted by Relani's Boutique. Veronica Hood is the owner. The event, the MC, will be Dr. Sabrina Jackson. They are going to have 30 contestants competing for the crown of Miss Black Fit and Fine. If you want to apply to be a contestant, there's a $20 application fee, and here's a phone number that you can call if you want to be one of the contestants at the Miss Black Fit and Fine. The number is 248-796-7071. Again, 248-796-7071. The Miss Black Fit and Fine beauty pageant, and it promotes healthy living, a showcase of fitness, beauty, and grace for women over 50. Okay, so think about that. Think about that. There's a number of events coming up soon, this spring, this summer. One of them is the Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Best Friends Forever High Tea. It's Saturday, May 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Brush Park Ballroom. It's presented by Let's Make It Happen event. It's the first annual high tea for mothers, daughters, sisters, and best friends forever. The cost is $40, and it's sponsored by Let's Make It Happen events. And Minnie Roberts. And here's the number to call to reserve your seat or your table. The number is 248-474-1769. And they're going to have assorted teas, of course, sandwiches, desserts by Chef Mona of 234 Winder Street. And, you know, they're going to be sharing special moments with mothers, daughters, sisters, and best friends forever over tea, and that is Saturday, May 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Brush Park Ballroom, 2458 Brush Street in Detroit, sponsored by Let's Make It Happen events and Minnie Roberts. So that sounds like it's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. I remember when I was growing up, I was growing up in Bermuda back in the day, and we actually did have afternoon tea, you know, because Bermuda's a British island. And, you know, that's one of the things that came over from England was afternoon tea. And we actually had afternoon tea. So I remember those days. I remember the afternoon tea that we had growing up. So that's a good thing. Look, I do want to cover something, you know, I like to get National Detroit up and running and cover the things that I need to cover before I start talking about stuff. But one thing I did want to address is this Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, which I believe he's should be retiring or resigning. This White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, yeah, they make fun of him on Saturday Night Live, but it's only fair because he is an architect, as I was reading an opinion earlier today, of his own demise. There are people in the White House that don't tell the truth on a regular basis, and Sean Spicer is one of them. And it's just unfortunate that the White House press secretary has that reputation already from day one. According to CNN, in less than 90 days, not only is Sean Spicer a problem, but also, of course, Steve Bannon. And I don't think that either of them are going to last much any longer. I'm tired of the lies from Sean Spicer, his incompetence, and a lot of the manipulation of the news. He spreads false stories, the fake news stories that the White House complains about. Most of them originate from the White House. he is to blame, along with almost everybody else that has come out and spoken at the White House, including the president. Kellyanne Conway, Steve Miller, Steve Bannon, Sean Spicer, all of them are untruthful and unreliable, and I don't believe anything that comes out of Sean Spicer's mouth. I don't. The press conferences are a joke. I actually watch the White House press conferences the same way I anticipate watching Saturday Night Live. It's funny. It's not serious. It's full of lies, and you can't take it seriously. And with this most recent gaffe by Sean Spicer, talking about insinuating that Hitler was actually a better person than the Syrian president Assad, that's enough that I believe that Sean Spicer should resign as White House press secretary. I have absolutely no confidence in Sean Spicer. I don't believe anything he says, and I think that he's an embarrassment to the country, and I think the president should fire him immediately, and I believe that Sean Spicer should step down. So what I'm saying today is that I say that Sean Spicer should step down as White House press secretary. If he could hear me now, I would step down to resign as White House press secretary. I've never seen, and I watch, and you know, I'm a student of talk radio. I'm a student of political talk. I watch and listen and read political commentary on a weekly basis. I watch a number of outlets, including Fox News, MSNBC, CNN. I watch some of the websites. I listen to right and left wing talk radio. I'm very in tune with what's going on, and I believe that it's time for Sean Spicer to step down. And, you know, I don't know if some of you have an idea and agree with what I'm saying, and I just want to go to the phone lines and tap in now. This is National Detroit Weekly. Harold Sullivan, blogger Harold Sullivan, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. What is your take on the Sean Spicer fiasco? I've had it with Sean Spicer, and if he can hear me now, I will personally ask him to step down. I think it's time, and you know, any format that I'm on, Harold, I will demand and ask that Sean Spicer step down. I mean, we've got to take this access to air seriously. You think that people aren't listening? Yes, they are. And we don't know how many and who's listening. And all I can say is that if Sean Spicer can hear me now, I would ask him to step down and resign from that position.
Sean Spicer, at this point in time, his integrity has sunken below zero. He is of no practical good to this administration, even from day one. I wonder, you know, and have to ask myself what kind of credibility did he lend to it. He's always had, to me, in my estimation, that deer in the headlights look, and you can't have that as a press secretary, because when the press secretary stands at the podium, that press secretary is the person who is sharing the most pertinent information to come out of one of the most important political entities in the entire world. And if Sean Spicer represents that, then we're in trouble. As it relates
and,
to the oh, go ahead, Michael.
No, I was going to say, and he this most recent gaffe comparing Assad to Hitler, to me, that's unforgivable. That is the last straw for me. And I think,
and to suggest Hitler was not as bad, to suggest that Hitler
right.
was not as bad, really points to the fact that his finger is not on the pulse. Anyone
right.
who would suggest that Hitler was not as bad as Assad, or perhaps one of the most despicable, worst human beings to ever inhabit the earth, then, you know, we kind of know what type of an administration we're dealing with. Now, as
and I'm surprised that, yeah, Sean Spicer doesn't even, he doesn't think about what he's going to say. Do you see the way he talks and answers questions? He rushes his words. He doesn't take the time to think about what he's going to say. And then to say that those prison camps, and calls them Holocaust centers. That's a mischaracterization. Those
uh-huh.
those places are killing fields. They incinerated people. They gassed people, and he calls them Holocaust centers as though it's some sort of a walk-through museum. They're concentration camps.
In numbers in the millions. Okay. And one death is too many under those sets of circumstances, but in numbers of the millions. And to not have a historical reference about the importance of what went on there in those Holocaust camps or in those prison camps, that suggests to me that this is a person who is not in tune historically, from a historical perspective, about what it is he's suggesting on the national podium, or whether or not he is capable of really carrying through the message of this administration.
Yes, they're children running this White House. They're children running this White House. And just to think that our lives are in their hands when it comes to decisions like Syria and Korea and terrorism and others, unbelievable. I think people should be demanding that Sean Spicer be fired or resign.
Absolutely, and I'm in that number. But the question is, who do you get next? And I believe today is what, Wednesday? I think within the next 48 hours, there's going to be a rumbling from the administration as it relates to Sean Spicer. He may very well be coaxed into falling on the sword, so that it doesn't appear that the administration has outright fired him. However, if he decides that he doesn't want to take that tact, then he may be asked to leave. But I would suggest to you that in the vein of public relations and all that is decent as it relates to being a press secretary, Sean Spicer is doing more harm than he is good in this particular situation as press secretary to the president of the United States.
Yes, I think one of the worst ever. This is National Detroit Weekly. We have a new program issued every Wednesday at 6:30, live from the Motor City with blogger Harold Sullivan, Pastor Shauna Taylor, and myself, Michael Van Tool. And let's check and see if Pastor Taylor's on the line from Beacon Outreach Mission. Pastor Taylor, are you there?
Yes, I am. As a matter
Great.
Of fact, it's been a long journey, a long day today. With a lot
yes,
of insight.
Yes.
But, you know, one of our callers, she said that Trump needs to step down. But I want to bring some to y'all on tonight, callers, listeners. Tell me this. Do you honestly think it was just the Holocaust that happened back in the day. No, these camps are happening secretly right now. They're being built up for our color. And this is the truth. You know, they're thinking about, oh, let me just throw them in a plastic casket, just throw them in the fire. You know, ain't nobody going to think about them or hear about them. Who is this? My dad.
Wow, I hope that, not true.
Oh, it's very true.
It's true.
It's very true.
Sadly, I had an opportunity to see, and if you want to look this up on the internet, you want to go to Google. And former wrestler and former governor of the state of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, had a program, and it was an expose on, I don't know what I want to call them. They were camps. They were preparedness camps. And in these camps, Jesse Ventura was able to find containers
yep.
which were large enough to put about five bodies inside, and they were airproof so that
yep.
there would be the smell of decomposition. And they were somewhere in the Midwest. Now, when he went to try to talk to the people who were in the administration of this particular camp, if you will, or building, they spared no expediency in trying to get him away from this organization. If you want to go onto the internet, and I'm not one who suggests that everything that I see or hear or read on the internet is absolutely accurate, but we talk about so many missing individuals now, and how individuals have been whose bodies have been compromised for body parts and what have you. This was a very interesting program. It runs about 50 minutes or so. And, here's my recommendation. Go to Google, and you want to program Jesse Ventura containment camps. Or you might even find it on YouTube, the containment camps. And those containers, Pastor Shauna, did you see those containers, the ones that I'm speaking of? Am I describing them as accurately as I possibly can?
Well, the ones that I seen, there was a man, he was on an airplane, and he was going through, coming past. He literally seen millions of black caskets, plastic caskets. He had to stop and see what it was. And he said it was the people planning to burn up the people, burn them up,
mm-hmm.
And not just that, but I also seen something. One day I was on, news on the internet, of course. I like to look up stuff about martial law. I like to look up stuff about the end times. I want to know. I want us to be aware of what's going on. I don't want to just be blindsided. So I seen something also about Walmart. Yep, I seen something about Walmart, too.
Wow.
And I seen something where Walmart has an underground tunnel. And this underground tunnel is where they're going to use Walmart as your FEMA camp.
How come I miss this stuff? I haven't heard this stuff.
You have to be into what we're into, I guess. Because
we have discussed the King Alfred, Michael. And the King Alfred plan is a containment plan that, in the event of unrest or a war, or a war between countries, if you will, that the government has already predetermined how to cordon off ethnic enclaves, if you will.
Yep.
They can cordon off a sizable portion, like, say, for instance, a community in Detroit. They can cordon off the central city,
yep,
and not allow access into or out of the cordon off area, and actually by law contain those individuals under the guise of martial law.
And I got one deeper for you.
Feed into it unless
I got one deeper for
know.
You. The criminals.
Oh, what's that?
The criminals. These people that keep getting these felonies. Do they know how easy it's going to be for the martial law to happen to them? Do they know that it's going to be so easy for the police to do the things? Now, right now, police are doing things that they should not do, okay? But they're going to say, oh, I got a reason. I got a reason to handpick your pocket. I got a reason to, you could be walking down the street. I got a reason to do this. But they're going to secretly look at the people, inmates from the past, felons from the past, people from the past, and they're going to pass judgment, and they're going to lock their butts in this FEMA camp. They're going to
well,
all their
remember
butts away.
That when they have a natural disaster, that was the last time I realized how powerless a lot of people are to save themselves from that situation, like a power outage or a natural disaster, because you're going to need transportation, you're going to need credit cards, you're going to need a car, you're going to need access to get away.
Oh, let's not talk about
and,
that.
And during a natural disaster,
that's
going to
be done
outage,
away with. Did you know that? That's going to be done away with. There's not.
What's going to be done away with?
You can go in a grocery store. Listen, you can go in a grocery store soon, and all you're going to have to do is have a chip. That's it. That's going to all these things that people. Oh, I can go into the bank and I can get money out the bank. You're not even going to need that because all your identification is going to be on that card. It's a chip. They're going to implant chips in people. They're doing it now. They're doing it over there in the third world countries. A lot of this stuff that people have been doing, the old stuff, it's going to be a time where you could just go in a grocery store with that chip in your arm or in your hand and just raise it up. And you can buy whatever you want to do, buy and trade and sell or whatever.
So what if you don't have, what if you don't have what it takes? Then what?
You're
you
hit.
Are a part of an
you're
underclass.
You're hit. Yep. Lower class.
Underclass.
There's no such thing as middle class.
You'll be outclassed. You'll be
yep.
part of the outclass. Because you will not be able, you will not be able to perform any function of trade. Okay?
Nope.
You will have access to food, water,
nothing.
In many instances, housing, because you will not have the necessary components to use as a medium of exchange electronically.
Well, don't you think that has already, it's already here? It's just that, you know, we
no,
haven't had a Katrina
here.
We haven't had a Katrina here in Michigan yet, but all it takes
well,
is a power outage like we had a number of
Katrina.
Years ago.
This isn't about Katrina. This has nothing to do with Katrina.
This has to do with
people being in control, the government being in control, the
okay.
Well,
what I'm saying is that those people, the people who are powerless, are already here. They're already here. There are people who cannot do any of that. What you're saying right now that
no,
don't
it's
have
not enough.
Access. To transportation, that don't have access to money, that don't have access to credit. There's a whole
and
group
what do you
of
think
people
they
right now
do with
nothing.
Homeless? What do you think they want to do with the homeless? They don't want to put the homeless in prison. They want to put them in FEMA camps. They're not trying to put
so
them
you're
in
saying
no prison
that
and feed
at some
them?
Point, are you saying, am I hearing this, and I don't know if both of you agree, are you saying that at some point in the future that the homeless, the poor,
jobless, yes,
jobless, are going to be interned into camps?
Listen, yes, listen, let me tell you something. People on here, if you don't know Jesus, you better get to know him. And not just that, you better have a mind made up that he going to be your provider. Because he tells you about the 666. He tells you about taking on this mark of the beast. He lets you know what to do and what not to do and what happens when you go into trying to buy and sell and trade, that you're selling your soul. So it's on us. We all have a choice. We all have a decision. But don't think that the moment that you deny it, you say to them people, oh, I don't want that chip in me. I don't want that. You will see what's going to happen. You will see. It's going to be many of us that's going to be in prison for doing the right thing. But I'm okay with it.
Pastor Sony, I'm going to tell you, there's things are rolled out. So, the chip in your hand, I believe it's actually taking place now on a higher level. But as it relates to, people are chipping their pets.
Yep.
So that their pets can be found. There are tracking devices that are in the pet.
Yep.
So that's, mm-hmm. that's a part of the whole, in terms
yep.
of, before they escalate, they've got to know that it's going to work. And how many stories have you heard about pets that are returned back to their owner from
yep.
over across the miles? And it's
yep.
because of these chips were implanted that those pets were able to be reunited, with their people.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is scaring me because what
and
you're saying is that if we are somewhere where you shouldn't be, that means that the Homeland Security or whatever force they
yep.
call it can
yep.
go retrieve you from where you are
yep.
and
yep.
send you back where you're supposed to be.
Yep. Yep.
yep.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to take it a little further. Where did the banks all of a sudden start saying you have to have a chip on your card? When did they start saying that? All the banks, now you got to have a chip on your card?
Yep.
What you think is on that chip? Your birth date, social security number, all your information.
Your
the bank has everything. Everything about you is on that chip.
I used to not think how all this could really happen, but when they created, because of terrorism, when they created the Homeland Security Department, that's when I realized that things were moving in that direction, because we never had a Homeland Security Department. What is that? It was created because of 9/11, but the Homeland Security Department is the national police force right now, isn't it? And
yep.
under Homeland Security, they used to call stuff like that in the science fiction movies. Now we really do have a Homeland Security.
That we're on
the
satellite
homeland.
Right now? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that they could zero in on us right now? They could zero in on us and see what we're doing in our house. They could zero in on our conversation right now.
Of course.
They could do anything. They know you going to your mailbox. They know when you're cooking. They know what you're doing. All our whereabouts, they know.
I watched a movie the other night, actually it was the new what's that? The one with the movie, the car racing stuff that just came out.
Fast and
Furious. Yeah, mm-hmm. the new Fast and Furious, and it's called something else. They had what's called God's Eye, and it was a network of video screens that ties into all the video screens that are currently in operation, so that they could follow somebody anywhere around the world. And if you're walking down the street. Yes, it will pick up from an ATM machine. It will pick up your
yep.
picture from a building security. Will pick it up
yep.
From a
yep.
police car. Will pick it up. Yes. I think we're going to get very close to that where they can they can actually do that. And I think things are
moving in
that direction. It really is.
Yep, that's happening.
You're
now.
Listening to National Detroit Weekly. I just want to thank you for those of you who have called in and on the live line right now. Those of you who have clicked online, thank you for calling and listening, clicking on and listening to us online on National Detroit Weekly. We are live from the Motor City right now, and it's a news, opinion, talk, commentary right here live from the city of Detroit with blogger Harold Sullivan, Pastor Shauna Taylor, and my name is Michael Van Sewell. I just want to take a moment before we get back to our topic this afternoon. I just want to mention some of our supporters and sponsors here on National Detroit Weekly, like American Standard Roofing, because this is a good time to get your roof fixed, and we've got Michigan's number one roofer on our team. If you are looking for free estimates, they can send out some certified crews out there. Don't worry about the financing. American Standard Roofing's got financing available, and they have the finest, most durable materials. And it's not just the roof. They can fix gutters and skylights and put on siding for you. They've got a design center there, too, if you want to help them. They want, help you coordinate things. Call Arnie. Tell him you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. American Standard Roofing, the number is 248-350-2323. 248-350-2323. You know, it's really important credit nowadays, because if you're buying insurance, they look up your credit history. If you're getting a loan, of course, they pull up your credit history. If you get applying for a job, guess what? Now they look up your credit history. They're your credit score. If you're going to rent a car, go on vacation, hotel, travel reservations, all of that, they're going to pull up your credit. At First Financial, our mission is to provide the highest quality services for our clients to achieve their financial goals. Within the first 2 months, your score is going to jump up. If you sign up with First Financial, we guarantee that when we're done repairing your credit, you'll look better to the banks, the lenders, and the creditors who determine your purchase power. And let me tell you, they really do. They determine what you get. They determine what's your credit line, if you get credit, how much you get credit, and if you're approved to buy that brand new car. All those places make the decisions for you, because credit is the key to this world, and it can open so many doors. But we got to remember, the key to perfect credit is, of course, to pay your bills on time. Call Diane Gill at Credit Repair. She's a credit repair specialist at First Financial. The number is 248-327-7965. 248-327-7965. And we've got some things coming up on the 19th, of course. Pastor Taylor, we've got Amnesia's got her show coming up Saturday, red carpet event, and we're excited about that. And we're just wrapping things up now, making sure everything is royalty for you. And it's going to be at the fourth floor Christian Center, 24681 Northwestern, Saturday night at 8 p.m., rolling out the red carpet with Amnesia, gospel artist. So we're looking forward to that. And for tickets, 586-329-0199. Isn't that right? Yes. Absolutely. Trinity Chapel Funeral Home passed us a note to let us know that they are going to be sponsoring an event coming up on Easter Sunday, and it's going to be a great service, a worship service on Easter Friday, and we're looking forward to that, and we'll have some more information soon with that. And it's going to be presented by the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, starting at 12 noon 12 p.m. Good Friday service, and it's going to be at the Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 1833 South Electric Street in Detroit. So my special thanks to Dr. Curtis Williams for passing that important information to us. And then, of course, something that I really am looking forward to, because the last time I did a show, Pastor Taylor, was back in the winter, and I'm ready to again. And Harold, I know you were there, and you brought a team with you, and we had a great time. But now the weather is warmer, and I'm excited and looking forward to it, and the unstable tour of jazz poetry, and I'm ready to do this and give a great show. DJ Jam is going to back me up, and I'm telling you, I hope everybody has their tickets. Now, you can get them through Eventbrite.com. They're only $20, so looking forward to that. It's coming up. It's less than a week away. Less than a week away. All right, if you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0565. Thank you to those callers who are on the line. I see you there. Thanks to those of you who have clicked on and are listening to us across the country. This is National Detroit Weekly, live from the Motor City. Commentary, opinion, talk with blogger Harold Sullivan, Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, and my name is Michael Van Tool. It just seems like the time since recently, and I guess because of Donald Trump being sworn in as president, it just seems like we're in a whole new era in the world right now, and things are changing,
like,
and things are moving.
I didn't
quickly.
Wake up like that. I had look, when I woke up, I was like, wow, this feels good. This is different. I haven't felt like this in a long time. Lord, I thank you. That's what I was thinking when I woke up. I want to think about Donald Trump.
Not me. I'm thinking about we need to keep our eyes and ears open, protect yourself, put yourself into a position where you are self-sufficient, be careful, don't believe everything you hear. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Yes, I'm glad to be alive. But I'm also going to watch as well as pray.
Okay. Okay. So then you've been watching what's been going on the music video, the TV, the news, every channel. You've been seeing a difference, a change. Well, you were talking about that eye thing. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody is doing that. That eye thing, that eye represents 666. That's what that
the
is.
The all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye.
Yes. And that's been going around since the beginning with the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Illuminati is nothing new. It's just a different way how they...
Who is the Illuminati? Who is that? Who are they?
The Illuminati, I mean, to the best that I can tell you, is a ruling class of individuals who are the 1% of the wealth component, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And in an effort to protect their influence, to protect their wealth, they vet individuals who come into the Illuminati, and there are even divisions within the Illuminati, to my understanding. So, for instance, when the Masons came about, and they had their origins over in Europe, or maybe even going back into, ancient Egypt. But the fact of the matter was, you know, Prince Hall, who is considered to be the first black Mason, you know, the Masons finally decided that, you know what, it might be a good idea for us to let a couple of these darkies in.
Yep.
And so that began with the Prince Hall Masonry. But anyway, getting back to the Illuminati, Michael, you know, the real thing, the real entity about the Illuminati is to remain secretive. So I don't know if there's anybody
secret society.
If you're not a member of the Illuminati, you probably don't have a lot of knowledge as to, you know, what the rites of passage, the rituals, you know, whatever type
of monetary.
They wrote me back in
2010.
Okay,
they wrote me a
letter. You have to talk about what are you talking about? What did they do?
It's a secret service and the secret society. Secret society
they
is
wrote
a Freemason.
They contacted you
yes.
by letter. What did
yeah.
they say?
Michael's a skeptic. You could tell, y'all, he's a
what
skeptic.
So I believe that a
they
small
said we
1%
can control
of
you.
This country.
They said we can control.
Fact,
they said we know your social. We know everything about you. And there's people on TV that you watch that's a part of this secret society.
I like
and
to
we
see
can
that
make
letter.
People fall in love. And I told her, I'm about to sell my soul. Is you crazy?
You didn't save it?
No, I'm not about to sell my soul. That's what they want you
look,
to do.
I believe
1%.
I do believe that. And I believe that that's why Donald Trump, all of a sudden, Harold, if you notice, he's fallen in line about NATO against Russia, against Syria. Mm-hmm. He's fallen in line. And I can tell
you. What do you
Steve
think?
Bannon,
John F. Kennedy is dead.
Steve Bannon is leaving. I think. And I believe that the 1%, you can call it what you want, put it whatever name you want to it, I believe that that power structure is ultimately winning out in the Trump White House, and Trump is falling in process. He doesn't care if he loses his base. That's the 1% is more powerful than his base. And I'm sure you agree that Donald Trump is beginning to fall in line like any other American president. Even
how do you think
Obama
he became a president?
Obama fell in line. Obama fell in line in step real quick.
They
well,
all sworn in with the secret society, Michael.
Yeah, on that
they
level.
All sworn
on that level.
In.
Yeah, there are individuals who you know you have to conform. You have to be a part of you know the ruling class, and if you're not a member of the of the Illuminati or whatever group.
They're
that,
everywhere.
That it may...
They're in Detroit. They're in Arizona. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know something, Michael? I'm going
to
throw this in real quick if we do have a little bit of time. And you shared something with me about an hour or so ago as it relates to some things that are happening on the black radio media map.
Yes, and I know you've written and commented extensively about black radio and the lack of power thereof. And, of course, we heard today that Radio 1 here in Detroit has sold off their talk radio station to Crawford Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting because for the uninitiated, they see something like that. They think, well, it's just a business decision, and, you know, that's how it is. However, here we are. We're in April of 2017.
True.
Next year, we have the midterm elections that will be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be important because we're going to have the congressional elections that will be taking place. And those individuals who are going to, you know, have a great deal of influence politically amongst our states. We're going to also see how we'll be able to readjust the political reapportionment. We've already seen president has been able to install people in the cabinet who are of the billionaire ruling class. And now we have number two, day number three, a brand new Supreme Court justice. The reason why I mention all those things is these things just do not happen in a vacuum. The ruling class
mm-hmm.
and the power elite, they know exactly what they're doing. If they can shut down minority-owned media, then they know that black entities and Latinos and whomever else and those who make up the Arabic community in terms of their media influence, if those influences can be shut down, those people will have no voice going through into the election cycle coming up next year. So WCHB has been a formidable force in this community for well over 60 years. And if that voice is now shut down, and what they say is they're going to, you know, allow for a the most visible portion of that stream, of that broadcast contingent, to be made up as part of the, you know, their new format, that's not going to be a black-owned format. So, you know, the people who are going to be part of this new WCHB or this new talk format, they're not going to really have the influence and the sign-off power of the Bell family or, you know, of, you know, the current ownership, the Alfred Liggins and what have you, with respect to understanding and signing off on what is essential information that should be disseminated to our own communities. Very shortly, if not already, we have no broadcast entities that are owned by black people. They've all been shut down and gone by the wayside. The first first activity in war, when an invading force comes in, it is to do what? Shut down the media.
Yeah.
If there's no dissemination of information, if there's no newspaper, if there's no, I don't know how they're going to interrupt the internet, but believe me, if they can build an internet, they can interrupt the internet. So we've got to be very, very mindful of what is happening and what is taking shape. And we've got to be mindful of the fact that it's incumbent upon us as a people to make sure that we are aware of all of the goings on so that we'll be able to stay, you know, informed about what activities, what types of plans, what types of, subterfuge is being brought about by these organizations and by these governmental societies that will be used to yank our attention away from what's most important. Now, you can sit around and watch Love and Hip Hop all you want. That's what they want you to do anyway.
Yep.
You can sit around and watch all of the award shows, even the Stellar Awards, and I have my own little opinions about. But, you know, they don't mind if you are finger popping and, you know, shaking your rump and doing all these things that don't make up any sense. But at the same time, they're taking over what had been formidable in your community with respect to sharing the most pertinent, important information within the community.
Yeah.
And it's sad what's taking place. And the thing about it is they get out front early. They get out front early. Candidates won't have a place to go and do their buys. Down through the years, black media has a place where the candidates could be interviewed, where the candidates could...
We'll have
could,
to do
could,
a to-be-continued audience.
Yes. We're getting down to less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
And you know what? We really, as we talked earlier before we went live, I think the discussion next needs to be what's next after broadcast radio. Where are we going to take this? Where do we go now to have that free flow of information? And I think that's something that we might need to talk about maybe on our next show.
And we need you to complete your thoughts.
Yeah,
too,
I mean,
week.
We just when we were getting into it. I mean, we were getting into this. I really enjoyed today's program, and thanks, guys. It's really good to hear this conversation. Some things I've not heard. It was interesting for me too. But I want to thank our callers for listening in. I want to thank those who clicked online, because we have another audience that have clicked on to listen to National Detroit Weekly, and I got to remember to thank you guys for clicking on and listening to the program. Harold Sullivan, thank you. Pastor Taylor, thank you. Thank you, Collins, for listening in. And National Detroit Weekly, we have a new edition issued every Wednesday at 6:30, and we look forward to hearing from you, and we encourage you to chime in and make your, opinion heard. Thanks, guys. Have a good night, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
God bless.